When a male child who is not a Kohen or a Levi, i.e. his father's not a Kohen or a Levi, is born natural, as opposed to C-section, and it's the mother's first child, Peter Rechem, so he must be redeemed by his father with the value of 5 shekels to be paid to a Kohen. That's known as the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So there's an interesting Rev Yaakov Emden, the Yavish, and others as well who point out the issue today of the status of Kohanim. And Rav Yaakov Emden says that since you're giving the Kohen a gift or part of the obligation of 5 shekels, so you have to, it's a monetary obligation, and usually the prince was Hamotzi Mechaveiro Alav Haraya, the burden of proof is on you. And he discusses the question of the status of a Kohanim today. We no longer have Kohanim Iyuchas. Those are uninterrupted Mesorah we know back to Aaron HaKohen. So what we have today are Kohani Chazaka. And generally we assume Kohani Chazaka doesn't mean Safek Kohanim, even though some bring that down. Perhaps they're only Safek Kohen, but that would be very difficult and be Motzi Laz. We generally assume Kohani Chazaka are Kohanim, but it's not the same status as a Kohani Yichus. And in fact, that's the famous story with the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, when he went around to be Poled, he went to many Kohanim. And finally he stopped. In fact, that's why the Rappaport family claimed the Kohanim Yuchasim. Why? Because they claimed the Vilna Gaon, this is the last Kohen he went to for Pidyon HaBen. So he was Mesupik until he find a real Kohen. And the simple shot of the story is, he just went to many Kohanim. After 10, he figured it was enough. Not that, per se, it was because of the Rappaport. So either way, you could take any version you want. We generally assume there are no Kohanim Yuchas today, though Kohani Chazaka. And we assume they have the real status of Kohanim. The Kidashto, we give them Kohen, they make a bracha. We let them bench. In fact, in some yeshivas, they have Kohanim lines where the Kohanim go to the front of the line. So we still have a mitzvah min HaTorah, the Kidashto. Is there any difference between if I say you're a Kohen Chazak or Kohen Miyuchat? So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden is claiming here. That since you don't have the status of a Kohen Miyuchat, and Kohen Chazak, we treat you as a Kohen, but we don't know 100%. So therefore he thinks the best practice is for a Kohen to give back the money. Our practice is no, we assume Kohen Chazak, you're real Kohanim, and that's it. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's best to give back the money, therefore there's no issue of Geneva or Gezela. And in fact, this is so we find in other areas. We just learned about the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. So really the halacha is Challah is supposed to give to the Kohen. So why don't we give it to the Kohen? What do? Today we either burn it, the piece of dough you take off, either you burn it, you throw it in the garbage, why not give it to the Kohen? So that's what the Taz writes. That since today we don't have Kohanim Miyuchas, so therefore we no longer give Challah to the Kohanim. In fact, it's a famous Gemara in Hurrios. I believe Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah in Hurrios. In fact, Ha'ish Kod Demu'isha Lahachios. And then it goes through Kohen Kodem Lo Levi. It goes through different orders of Kadima for certain things. So Tzitz Eliezer writes regarding this halakha of Kadima that There's many reasons in discussion. Maybe it would make a difference today. It's triage. You don't make the call anyway in the hospitals, but let's assume you did hypothetically. So one of the things he writes is that since today you no longer kohanim miyuchas, you don't have the din of this Mishnah, and the Mishnah doesn't apply today. Or as well, as we mentioned in the Birkas Kohanim Shir, Rav Shlomo's Rav Zalman Margolios, Ephraim Zalman Margolios, he points out that even though it's a difficult answer, we give many other better answers, but how come in Eretz Yisrael, how come in Chutz Lars we no longer do Birkas Kohanim every day? So he throws in, because they're only Kohanim Chazaka. Of course, the Kash is, and why in Eretz Yisrael than that. So he has an answer, but it's still difficult. But the point being is we see the Svara being thrown around, that there's a difference between Kohanim Chazaka today and Kohanim Yuchas. Because I think the Gemara talks about that if you see a Kohen doing the Avoda, so then you could assume there are Kohanim Yuchas. But and others point out as well, even though there's a whole discussion about rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash, or but even you don't have to be, we pass the Makriv and Alpha Bishayim Obayit, so why don't we bring Karbanos today? So there are many issues. But one issue, even if you worked out all the other issues, some suggest the Maratzchis and others, they're only Kohani Chazoka, they're not Kohani Yichas. So therefore, these, among other issues, they bring, I think there's a Mishnah Lamelech about, I think they talk about someone being in the business of mummies, and maybe it was a Kohen, so maybe using it as a Svek, I'm not saying La Halacha, but there's a Machokes about whether an Akum is Mitame Ba'ohel. So you have one Machokes Rishonim, whether a Kohen could be mitame ba'ohel for a non-Jew. And then, among other things, so they threw in, and maybe, so one suffix is, maybe they can be mitame, maybe they can't, maybe they're not real Kohanim. So then that would assume, like those who assume they're real suffix Kohanim. So bottom line, we assume, the bottom line, we don't have Kohanim Yuchas, but we do have Kohanim Chazaka, and we generally assume Mahalacha, that they are Vaday Kohanim, or at least we treat them, we give them a bracha rishona, we give them the things. However, we see some resistance in the poskim explaining why certain halakhas we don't have to. Of course, there are other reasons why besides that, but whether it's they're not included in the Mishnah, Harios Kohen Kodim, maybe it's only a Kohen Meyuchas, about the Kohen not getting challah today, the Yavit, about giving the Kohen money. We don't do Birkas Kohanim today in Chutz Laretz, or because of Karbanos, or some other details. But the bottom line is, based on B'tidashto, we give the Kohanim the first Aliyah, and we give them weed benching, as well as the Kedushas Kohen is intact. They cannot go to cemeteries, and they have stricter rules in terms of permitted, or I should say forbidden, marriage partners.